Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for a pair of hiking socks.
This is ladies' wear. Try the sports department. It's on the 7th floor. Just ask someone when you get there.
Thanks. I'm not very good at shopping. I always get lost in large stores.
Number 41. What is the man looking for? Number 42. What is the woman's job? Number 43. What does the woman say to the man about directions? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Don't be angry, but I'm afraid I have to work late at the office tonight. I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's no problem. I can take the kids to the movie for you on the way to my computing class. I will have plenty of time because I have already finished my assignment.
Thanks. This project came up at the last minute. Number 44. What was the man supposed to do? Number 45. What is the woman's reaction? Number 46. Where is the woman going later? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Is it true? I heard that the mayor is closing the cheese factory. That'll mean a lot of people out of work and looking for a job.
Yes, well, not exactly. It is only temporary. There was a problem with the machinery, so they need to replace it for safety purposes.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be shut down for good.
Number 47. Who is closing the cheese factory? Number 48. Why are they closing? Number 49. How long will the factory close down for? Go on to the next page. Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Why are your white bell-bottom pants on my chair? I thought I told you to keep your things in your room. I don't like it when you leave your things on my chair.
I stained them at a concert last night. Look, there's a big blue mark on them. Can you wash them for me?
That's the second time this week. Do them yourself. There's a bar of laundry soap in the kitchen.
Number 50. What was on the chair? Number 51. Where did they get stained? Number 52. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
It's been almost half an hour, and you said that he is usually on time.
Yeah, I don't understand. I've known Jim for 3 years, and he's always on time. I've never known him to be late before. I hope he's okay.
Well, let's give him a few more minutes, but then we really have to leave. The show begins at 7. I don't want to miss it.
Number 53. How long have they been waiting for Jim? Number 54. How long has the man known Jim? Number 55. How often is Jim late? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. I'm ready to go if you are. I'll just go start the car engine. Can you lock the front door?
Hey, why aren't you wearing the black shoes that I bought for you last week? I thought you liked them.
I did. I thought they were great, but they were a bit tight, so I exchanged them. This pair is not as formal, but they are so much more comfortable. Number 56. What does the man ask the woman to lock? Number 57. What is true about the man? Number 58. Why does the man like his new shoes? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. The annual company picnic is on Saturday. We have booked a field at the Hatfield Farm Estate. I'm expecting about 100 people to come.
I hope the weather is better this year. It poured rain all day last year. No one had a good time. We got so wet.
The weather should be good. I've checked the forecast, and there is no rain expected this time. Anyway, bring a raincoat just in case. Number 59. What is being held on Saturday? Number 60. What was the problem last year? Number 61. What did the man say to the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
What's the problem? Does it need a lot of work? I hope it won't be too expensive.
You need your muffler changed and your tires need to be rotated. Everything else looks pretty good. It'll be a lot cheaper than last time.
I see. Well, when will it be ready? I need to use my car for my job and I've a lot of work to do this week.
Number 62. What is the woman worried about? Number 63. Which parts need work? Number 64. Why does the woman need the car quickly? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation. I saw your sister at the theater last week. She was there with some guy. I don't think she saw me.
Oh, really? That's her new boyfriend. Did you find the movie as touching as she did? She said she cried the whole way through.
Touching? To be honest, it was so boring that I fell asleep halfway through. It was a total waste of money. Number 65. Who did the man see at the theater? Number 66. What did the sister think of the movie? Number 67. What did the man say about the movie? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, how can I get to City Hall? Is there a bus that goes there from here?
Yes, bus 47 comes every half an hour. It stops right in front of City Hall. Or, if you are in a hurry, you can grab a taxi. It shouldn't be too expensive from here.
Well, I have to be there in 15 minutes, so I guess I'm going to have to take a taxi. Thanks for your help.
Number 68. Where is the woman going? Number 69. How often does the bus come? Number 70. What is the woman going to do? Go on to the next page.